2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
And here we go. A very special edition of the 15-minute morning show podcast. Just kidding. Nothing special about this.
Wait a minute. What I miss?
Nothing special. Hello, Froggy.
Good morning.
And there's Scotty B.
Hi.
There's Gandhi.
Hi.
There's Garrett.
Yes.
There's Straight Nate.
Hey.
Danielle.
Hello.
Scary.
Hello.
And in the den, the one and only Dave Brody, everyone.
Hi, Brody.
In the den.
Dave Brody in the den.
In the den.
Say in the den, in the motherfucking den.
You guys didn't notice I made a huge change to the background.
What'd you do?
Well, I used to have a bunch of plugs over here.
Yeah.
But what I did was I put a surge protector, ran the cord down, and now all the plugs are off camera. Look how clean and streamlined that looks.
Nice.
Classy as fuck.
So, you still have that one cord.
I got to plug something in somewhere.
So, by the way, before we move on, can we all agree that the word den is the most uncool word in the English language?
No. Oh. No one Thanks cool for saying that after every day you introduce me as the guy sitting in the den.
I mean, there's just nothing, there's no swag.
You can call it the rumpus swagger. Room?
The rumpus room is even worse.
Yes, and when I time travel back to the 40s, Nate.
What about the lair? The lair.
Listen, let me explain something. Okay. I grew up in a small apartment building, right? And my wealthy cousins always had a library or a den. So now that I'm an adult and I have a house, I decided no matter what room this is, I'm calling it a den because I wanted a den.
You got
so a den. So it's a den, even though it's not. So okay. Give me that.
Okay.
I wanted a den.
I love your den.
Thank you.
What a fantastic den you
now,
have,
what you can see is there's a huge wall of library books and a ladder that rolls back and forth
exactly.
Right over there.
I know.
Oh, very cool.
And you have that big
spiral staircase.
You have that big globe that you open up and has a bar inside. I love that.
I have that. Yep.
So there is a question I have for the room. Looking at yesterday's events at the United States Capitol, very tense moments that should not have happened, we all agree. There was one moment and one photo of officers with their guns pointed at a door that had been barricaded by a big piece of furniture. So what I did, of course, I tried to put the pieces together. I'm like wondering, what was it like when they're like, come on, guys, here, help me move this. And they actually had to help each other move this very, very massive piece of furniture in front of that door. You know the photo I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it got me to thinking, how many times have any of us actually, for safety's sake or whatever reason, had to move a piece of furniture in front of a door? And I have one.
I have one.
Upstate New York. My friend Teresa and I staying in this bed and breakfast, and the people who own this bed and breakfast were spooky as fuck. And so when we went to sleep that night, she's like, what do you think? I'm like, yeah. So we pushed this antique dresser in front of the door, knowing full well that we're safe. There's no way they can murder us.
Right. Exactly.
And so those photos from yesterday took me back to that. Anyone else?
Yeah. I had one.
Yeah.
I was driving across country. I think I was moving to California, and I stayed in a Motel 6.
Right. And you were trying to kill the girl, and you wanted to
and
keep
so
her in the room.
And if you've ever stayed in a Motel 6, you know the walls are about this thin,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was sleeping, and I had sleep paralysis. So somebody was walking by my room, but I thought they were walking into my room, and I couldn't move, and I woke up sweating. And if you've ever had sleep paralysis, you know that it's one of the most freaky things you can ever have happen to you. So thinking that it would happen again, to give myself some peace of mind, I moved the other bed, because it was two beds in the room, up against the door so that nobody would walk in. So yeah.
Wow. My God.
Can you imagine going to open a door and you realize there's a piece of furniture in front of it? You're like, what the fuck?
What's going on?
In front of the room. What, they don't trust me?
Right.
Anyone else? I know Garrett. Any?
Yeah,
furniture?
It happened to me. Basketball camp. So if you've ever been to sleepaway camp, you know that once the lights go off, craziness happens. So you sleep in cabins with, you know, 10 other people, and kids would come into your dorm and they would pretty much, you know, put soap in a sock or, you know, just pretty much like haze you in a sense.
Right.
So we put all we put the chair and we stacked our bags up in front of the door. So we knew it gave us kind of like an alarm when people tried to come in because the bags would fall and then we'd have to go to battle. I was doing that in like fifth grade just to protect myself. So from fifth to eighth eighth grade. That's all I did every summer for a week.
Well, that's a little different. That's an alarm.
Yeah. Well, no, I had the door there. I had the door there. But if people did get through the door,
you would hear it.
Yeah.
It was an alarm. But that's great. That was the early version of an alarm system.
Yeah.
I've done that, putting jars in front of the door.
No, like a glass. If they turn this knob, it'll shatter. I'll hear them coming. Learned everything from Home Alone.
Yeah, furniture. Home Alone. Totally.
We're going to save ourselves with some furniture. Sometimes you need to.
I didn't do it myself, but my best friend, when we were 15 years old, was doing something naughty with her boyfriend, and her mom came home, and she panicked, and the boyfriend hid in the closet, and as the mom was coming to enter the room, she slid her dresser in front of the door, which bought no time, really, just more trouble. She ended up having to switch schools, so that particular instance didn't work in her favor.
The act of moving furniture in front of a door is a very dramatic act.
Very dramatic.
Either you're protecting yourself from someone hurting you, or you're keeping mom out because you're getting stooped by some guy.
Odie.
Odie. The quarterback.
Odie.
Odie
the quarterback.
Was the person
Odie. Odie the quarterback. I don't know.
Well, it was O.D. His first name started with an O, and his last name was Donald.
Isn't that the dog on Garfield? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it was. Odie.
Odie was giving her the D until the mom came home.
Could be.
That's what she was saying. Odie.
This is the time of the podcast we always go to Scotty B and see what little insignificant thing on earth is driving him fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What today?
Earlier this week, I discovered something else that bothers me that definitely should not bother me, but it does. I was at the supermarket, and there was somebody in the supermarket using a shopping cart from the CVS next door. And I was like, no, you can't do that. You can't cross carts. Like, you can't bring a cart from another store into another store. It's ridiculous, and it's shameful. And it was
shameful, guys.
Yeah, I was embarrassed for them. There have been times where I've been at, like, Petco, and someone from the next store, Marshalls, comes in with that blue plastic cart. I mean, it doesn't belong in here. You can't do that.
Does it bother you if you go eat at a restaurant and there's somebody else with food in restaurant A from restaurant B and they're eating that food in that restaurant?
Of course, you can't bring food into another establishment.
I agree with you on that one, actually.
What if I've done that?
Wait. That's a weird one.
Wait, hold on, Brody. You've done that?
Yeah, so near where I live, there's a Chipotle next to a Smashburger. Okay. And so sometimes when I go with the family, some of us want one and some of us want the other. So we're not going to split up and eat in two different restaurants.
No.
So some of us will go into Chipotle and bring it into Smashburger.
Yeah. And go home and eat it.
You need a food court.
As long as one of us or two of us buy Smashburger, the family is eating Smashburger and Chipotle.
Not into another.
You have to bring the Smashburger into Chipotle. That's fine. But if you bring the Chipotle into Smashburger, there's a problem.
Why?
Because in Smashburger, they bring the food to your table, and then the staff sees you eating the other food. So you can't get away with that.
Now, what if you brought your Chipotle into Smashburger, but you needed a napkin or a straw? Would you be able to go up? I mean, is it wrong to go up to the counter of Smashburger and
yeah, because you didn't buy anything there.
Right, exactly. You have to go back to Chipotle to get your napkins.
Yeah, you didn't buy anything.
I take the napkins from whatever restaurant.
As long as his family bought something from the Smashburger, what's the difference?
But he's not eating no Smashburger, Danielle. He's eating Chipotle.
Okay, let me take it a step further. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and ordered delivery from another restaurant? So they bring it into the restaurant and deliver it to your table.
That's a new move.
That's beyond offensive.
That is so assholio.
I was at a restaurant once where my kid didn't want anything on the menu, and then the waiter said, I can get you a slice of pizza from another restaurant down the road. Do you want that?
He
actually got it for him. It was so sweet. Yeah.
That was great. And so you tipped
nice. Scotty's
better
shit.
Tip
Of course.
Well, he offered.
I went
Scotty's
to a seamless to a pool of a hotel. They had a walk-in entire
that's okay.
hotel.
Everybody does that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
You're okay. You're all right.
I wouldn't say it's cool, but
but I think this is ridiculous. I don't understand. If I bought Chipotle and my husband bought Smashburger, why we can't
then
just
go
eat
home
one
and eat
of those
it.
Restaurants?
Then go home and eat it.
Yeah. But we patronized both of them.
No.
Yes, we did.
Okay, Froggy, you're the guy who steals the silverware from Outback.
Right, exactly.
Really
I haven't done that
you.
In a
Shut
long
up.
Time because some place gave me really nice knives and I haven't
closed.
Had to steal.
You should.
Well, but people are going to tell you that you're kind of stealing from that restaurant because when you say to go versus here, there's a little bit of a tax difference. And then you say to go at Chipotle and then you go sit in Smashburger and you didn't pay that little bit of difference to sit there and eat. So you're stealing.
There's a tax difference when you get to go? I didn't know that.
There's a little bit.
I always take to go at food courts.
Yeah, food courts is where you need to do all this crap.
That's right.
Hey, so earlier we were also talking about something, and then Scotty's, I don't know what we were talking about, but my attention was grabbed when Scotty B screams out, "What? I can't even talk to anyone in a restroom when my dick is out." What was that?
So I was watching Tiny Pretty Things on Netflix. It's a series about dancers in Chicago, ballet dancers, and how they're all horny and sexed up, and one of them dies, and they all try to figure it out. But the basis of the show is they're living in these dorms, and they're all friends, and some of them, you know, hook up, but they sit in a sauna all the time, butt-ass naked, having normal conversations. I couldn't do that with anybody, maybe Nate, you know, in a sauna and have a conversation, but I couldn't do it. Then that's where Scotty said he couldn't.
Well, I'm looking at the photos of all the actors in Tiny Pretty Things. If you look like that, you can sit around.
Exactly. If you have a dancer's body like that, I'd
but
be
they're
naked.
Having like serious conversations. Yeah. They're like, "Hey, like you should go to the cops and tell them you did not kill." And like they're both naked. Like that's it's not like a normal conversation. So, like I couldn't talk to Scary about phone taps naked.
You're saying that to me right now while your dick is looking at me.
It is. That's why you can only see half. You can only,
I don't think
only can see half.
Anyone should be naked on a show called Tiny Little Things, though.
Right. That's kind of cruel.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So, Scotty, if you and I were both at the urinal, we couldn't have a conversation.
I have a hard time talking to people.
Use the word difficult.
I have a difficult time talking to people when my penis is in my hand. I just don't.
I agree.
Is that why you pee in the stall, Scotty?
Sometimes I pee in the stall, but normally I pee in the. I usually pee in the stall when I'm wearing flip flops because you get splashback from the urinal. So that's why I'll do that in the summer.
You're saying you cannot speak to someone else with your penis in your hand. Can you speak to them if the penis is in their hand? Question.
Valid.
I don't know.
Let's try it.
I'm looking at something online that has me so depressed, so sad.
What?
The closest Popeyes to me is 14 and a half miles away.
Oh man.
You're not walking.
That's doable. You can do that.
Road trip.
I would totally do that. If I had a car, I'd go.
You sound like my son.
Well, that's right. Gary Lord is seamless for you.
They don't bring seamless
for
Riley.
No, that Popeyes will be that they're on Uber Eats. They're actually very good. You can actually probably
he knows this.
But there's a certain vicinity.
Scary.
He's got living memorized.
You're once again proving you're a New Yorker. You're a city boy. You don't understand what it's like to not live in the city. Uber Eats doesn't even they don't even use the letter U in my neighborhood.
but you do have seamless, correct?
No.
What?
None of the food services?
Scary.
Deliver?
Okay, let me tell you something about where I live.
I
live out in the middle of nowhere. The first time Scary visited, he put the club on his steering wheel in my driveway, and then he turned the alarm on. I'm like, Scary, people don't even have house alarms out here. I do, just for the record.
So, Elvis, my nieces and nephews live about like 45 minutes past you, and they just got their first pizza delivery, like because the pizza place said, "Hey, we need to do something." So they go, "Let's deliver." So they got the delivery that in a house they've been living in for almost 20 years, the first time this year.
Can you imagine? It's like being the first on your street to have a TV. So the only thing they deliver to my house, John Deere delivers tractors.
Oh my God!
You know, Elvis, you did something my son does. So when we're going to go to dinner, he'll go, "How far is it?" And I'll go, "I don't know, like 10 miles. Oh, that's too far." I'm like, "Asshole, we're not walking. We have a car." Right. Like, what do you give a shit if it's 10 miles or 15 miles?
You're right. I know, but when I lived in the apartment in the city, I could walk two blocks. Yeah, Popeyes was waiting for me.
Right.
Dangerously close. But if I don't get a Popeyes sandwich in my hole, this one, today.
Clarify for the people listening.
Yeah, mouth hole.
Okay, can I ask you a question then? So I went to a Popeyes yesterday, and obviously you can't sit inside the Popeyes to eat. So I sat in my car outside of the Popeyes. However, what is more depressing, sitting alone inside a fast food restaurant or sitting in your car in the fast food parking lot?
Neither. Why do you care?
No, it's worse to sit by yourself in the restaurant. No. I'd rather eat my car at the very end of the parking lot by myself.
I thought it was funny. I went to Wendy's yesterday and got, first of all, this is a whole different thing, but they have the new classic chicken sandwich, which doesn't make any sense to me. But I was eating my...
It really doesn't. He's right. It's very contradictory.
I was eating my new classic chicken sandwich in my car in the first parking spot, and I turned to the right, and the guy in the car was sitting there next to me eating. Everybody was sitting in the parking lot by themselves eating.
Especially now. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think it's worse if you're sitting in the car alone than if you're driving in the car alone. Because if you're driving, you're doing other things. You needed food that was mobile. If you're just sitting there getting food on yourself, sitting alone in a parking lot, to me, that's worse. To me,
no.
That's just sad.
No way.
All over
not
me,
only did you order fast food in a drive-thru, but now you have nowhere to go. You could have just sat in the place, but you used the car excuse, and now you're just sitting there. That's lame. That is sad.
If I'm eating in my car by myself, like fast food, I feel guilty. I feel like I'm hiding it from somebody.
Yes.
Like, I should be doing this.
And then you order two drinks in the drive-thru because you ordered so much food, it's enough food for two people. So.
Yeah, bringing it back to work, Mike. Yeah, I'm going to get my buddy here.
I feel like I'm on the run from the law when I eat in my car. I feel like I'm like trying to get away from someone to go aboard.
I always stop at my neighbor's garbage can and put the trash in their can so nobody in my house knows I ate fast food.
Listen, no one has any reason to be ashamed for eating in your car or hiding. If you eat something, don't try to hide it because that could be a little problem if you hide your wrappers from people.
Do you ever drop like a French fry down the side of the car and then the next day you come in the car and you smell it and you're like, it still smells like fast food in here because of that French fry.
I dropped a spicy tuna roll down the side of my
No!
From the gas station? Gas station?
What's that?
From a gas station?
Supermarket. Same thing. But
how do you go in the house with food next to you? If you drop food next to your seat, I'll move the seat, pull up the carpeting. You can't leave food in the car.
I came back for it.
Second of all, you waste it.
But, you know, Brody, the difference is you keep a clean car. The rest
No, that's not the rule.
My car is so dirty, you have to wipe your feet when you get out.
I don't keep a clean car. I don't waste food. There's a difference.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going after the fry because I care about the cleanliness.
Let me tell you, doing the show in the den has given you this little crazy attitude. You're a little sassy in your den. That's a sassy den.
That's right, because I have a den, bitches.
Sounds like
I think we are way over 15 minutes.
Way over.
How much over are we?
2.5 minutes.
Wow. Can we apply that to tomorrow's show?
Well, considering we don't do one on Friday, I guess we'll reply to Mondays.
All right. Well, this has been interesting. Bye.
Bye.
Toodles.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.